Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, July 23rd. Your Jacksonville Jaguars, they take the practice field as a team tomorrow on Wednesday for training camp. The start of training camp is here. Players have reported. It's going to be a really exciting time for the Jacksonville Jaguars in what is a pivotal season for this franchise. You've got your quarterback signed to a long-term deal. You've got a lot of talent in the building. Great coaching throughout the roster, in my opinion, or throughout the staff, I should say. So it's a big year. The Jaguars need to recover from what happened at the end of last season. Injuries, poor coaching at times, poor execution at times, led to one of the most historic implosions by a football team that I can remember. It really did. So the Jaguars, beginning right now, starting right now, training camp, they've got to get back on the right track. And we're going to talk about some players that could have a major impact one way or the other for the Jaguars in 2024. And those are going to be X factors on both sides of the ball. Might look at a special teams X factor as well. So we're going to do that here today. We've already done position battles to watch on both sides of the ball. We have done video yesterday talking about some of the biggest questions the Jaguars face entering the 2024 season, 2024 training camp. So today we're going to look at X factors on both sides of the ball. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. So we're going to start on the offensive side of the ball. I think that the biggest X factor for me really is Brian Thomas Jr. And I also think Gabe Davis is going to be a big X factor. Brian Thomas Jr. is the type of talent that, like, physically could easily be a top 10 pick in the NFL. Easily. You know, 6'3", over 200 pounds, long arms, huge, huge explosive athleticism. You know, can jump out the gym with that frame. Runs a 4.3 40-yard dash, led college football in touchdown receptions last year with 17. He can do it all physically. He absolutely can. Again, from a physical standpoint, there's no reason Brian Thomas Jr. couldn't be like a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. But you had a loaded wide receiver class, obviously. You had a guy who, a little bit of a one-year breakout. Like, he did some things at LSU prior to 2023, but it really was 2023 where he kind of took off. And it's not like he was a senior or something. He was a true junior. So I think Brian Thomas Jr. has all the makings of a star, but it's about how quickly it can come together for Brian Thomas Jr. as a rookie. the physicality is going to be much greater in the NFL. I do think the Jaguars will be wise to utilize Gabe Davis as that X receiver, get Brian Thomas Jr. off the line of scrimmage, free releases. You don't want him going up against the opposing team's best cornerback in press coverage, and you don't want him in press coverage at all or facing press coverage if you can avoid it early on in his career. You want to get him free releases. You want to get him building up that speed, using his length, athleticism, ball skills to make big plays for you. If he can just execute his assignment on a given play, the talent will do the rest, because like if he can just haul in the football, if he can be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, and if he can get his feet down in tight spots, Brian Thomas Jr. could be a massive game changer for this Jaguars football team. And I think that he is the biggest X factor. First round pick. If he's able to just go out there and catch the football when it's presented to him in decent situations, I think that he's going to end up having a great season. But he's got to get used to the physicality in the NFL. He's got to get used to a new offense, a new quarterback. It's difficult as a rookie. And, you know, there's plenty of rookies that go out there and have great years. I'm not saying Brian Thomas Jr. can't, but it is difficult as a rookie going from you're playing college football, then you're immediately preparing for the combine, then you get drafted, then you're immediately preparing to, you know, play for a new football team. It's all a whirlwind your rookie year. So I do think that it's going to be interesting for Brian Thomas Jr., but I think he's absolutely an X factor for the Jaguars, the biggest X factor, especially on offense. I think Gabe Davis, as I mentioned, is an X factor as well, because so many people just kind of look at him as like, oh, he's this downgrade from Calvin Ridley, but he does make more sense in the X role than Calvin Ridley did, obviously. And he's a guy that all he's done throughout his career, even though he hasn't always been the featured target in Buffalo, you know, obviously Stephon Diggs and some other guys stepped up last year as well. Khalil Shakur, Dalton Kincaid. He hasn't always been the top target, but he has always scored touchdowns. He has always picked up a lot of first downs. He's always been a high average depth of target player. So I think Gabe Davis can be more of a stabilizing factor than a lot of people give him credit for. And then also a guy that's going to do the dirty work at a very high level, blocking. He's a great blocker at the receiver position. So I think that there's a lot of things that Gabe Davis brings to the table that I think are being underrated, quite frankly. Ezra Cleveland, I think, is an X factor, because what you saw from him when he arrived in Jacksonville, he was injured. He got injured in his first game with the Jaguars, and then he had to kind of shuffle around. There was so much shuffling on the left side of that offensive line due to injuries. Ezra Cleveland entering this season healthy, you know, knowing which team he's going to be playing for throughout the remainder of the season on a new contract. It'll be interesting to see, do we get the Ezra Cleveland that was a solid, solid starter for the Vikings for the last 5 years? If we do, I think that you're looking at an offensive line that looks pretty damn good, especially in pass protection. From left to right, Cam Robinson or Walker Little can both get the job done in pass protection. Again, Ezra Cleveland, that X factor there. Mitch Morse gets the job done in pass pro. Brandon Sheriff's still one of the best pass protecting guards in football. And then Anton Harrison, we saw what he could do in pass protection last year. Yes, you need to improve in the run game, no question about it. But as far as pass protection, I think that this group, as long as Ezra Cleveland can be a little bit of a stabilizing force there at left guard compared to what you've had in the past, is in good shape. Tank Bigsby, speaking of the run game, I think he can help the run game by being that physical in between the tackles guy that the Jaguars drafted him to be. And he doesn't just have to be that too. Like, he has the ability to get out in space, be a creative runner, make people miss, run through arm tackles. So Tank Bigsby, just kind of settling in, and he did to an extent down the stretch last year as well, when the Jaguars started featuring him a little bit at times, giving him some run. I think that as a compliment to Travis Etienne, Tank Bigsby has the chance to be a huge X factor, because one area the Jaguars have really struggled: red zone, punching the ball into the end zone, and short yardage. Tank Bigsby should be a helpful piece to that puzzle of short yardage situations and scoring touchdowns in the red zone. He absolutely should be. He's got that type of running style. So those are my offensive X factors on the defensive side of the ball.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think Travis Gibson's a huge X factor because, look, you've got Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen who are going to be your starting edge guys. They're going to play a lot of snaps. But as of right now, I think it's clear that Travis Gibson is the third best edge on this football team. He has experience under Bill Shuey. He has length. He has athleticism. He has production in his past in the NFL. He's still a pretty young player entering his prime from a physical standpoint. If Travis Gibson can be an impact third edge rusher, that will massively change things for the Jaguars because you have Arik Armstead coming in, right? And obviously he's starting training camp on the pup, but you have him coming in. That's going to change things. The next guy we're going to talk about, Devon Hamilton, that could help change things. But if Travis Gibson could be a reliable third edge, a type of player that the Jaguars did not have in 2023, that could change things in a big way. And you've seen him get a lot of production in the past. It was a weird year last year. Bears decided to go in a different direction. Titans picked him up and decided not to use him all that much. But Travis Gibson, he can play. And then Devon Hamilton, as I mentioned, he's an X factor because the Jaguars didn't have a healthy Devon Hamilton last year. He missed a big chunk at the beginning of the season. When he got back, he was still underweight, still recovering from the medical situation that he had. He is 320 pounds now. He is looking like the Devon Hamilton of old. He's big, explosive, nasty, and a guy that can play with great physicality. He can push the pocket. He can hold the point. If Devon Hamilton is the Devon Hamilton we expected to see last year before the medical situation, that is a game changer for the Jaguars. That is a huge X factor. We'll see which Devon Hamilton we're getting here, but it looks like it's going to be 2022 and early on during 2023 training camp and preseason, that type of guy. Jarian Jones / Darnell Savage. They're X factors for me because, you know, they paid Darnell Savage to be a starter. They're not paying him a ton. Like, I don't think that if he wasn't a starter, it's like some unbelievable cap hit, right? Like, he's getting paid about $7 million per year. That's starter money. But I think if all things were equal and they weren't worried about that they paid Darnell Savage, I think Jarian Jones would start. I have a very strong opinion about Jarian Jones' energy, the football IQ that he brings to the field and also just his speed, athleticism, and playmaking ability. So you're talking about your starting nickel. Last year, and for many years, the Jaguars' starting nickel has been Trey Herndon, who really struggled in man coverage, was not the greatest athlete, was not the biggest guy out there. And Jarian Jones and Darnell Savage are not huge either, but they are great athletes. So whoever, whether it's Darnell Savage or Jarian Jones, is out there at nickel has the chance to be an X-factor type of player because of the athleticism, because of the talent that they bring to the field, the pedigree they bring to the field compared to what has been there in years past. Speaking a little bit of what's been there in years past, Antonio Johnson, he played some big nickel last year, really kind of in clear running situations, run defense situations. He was in the nickel. He's looking like he's going to be the starting strong safety. And the X factor here is, can he be a more consistent, a more effective, a bigger playmaker than Rayshon Jenkins was as the Jaguars starting strong safety for the last few years? Like Rayshon Jenkins, he had his moments. He did some things well, but he wasn't very consistent. He missed a lot of tackles. He was not super consistent in coverage. Yes, he made some big plays. I think Antonio Johnson, playing next to Andre Sisco, has the chance to make this a very, very formidable safety group. And secondary as a whole, I know that a lot of folks look at the Jaguars secondary as a big problem. And depth-wise, I think it's possible that it could be if you have an injury to a Tyson Campbell or a Ronald Darby, two guys that have missed time with injury. Yeah, I think that's possible. But just looking at the starting lineup, I think you can get excited about a lot of what's going on there. I really do, and I think Antonio Johnson's part of that. The 2022 first-round picks, the X factor for them is just if they take the next step. Like Trayvon Walker took a step forward in 2023, double-digit sacks. I think he can still find more consistency. Devin Lloyd, he took a step forward as well. Just very, very good against the run. You know, much better, more consistent against the pass last year. Another step. Can these two guys prove that they should have been first-round picks? If they can, that's going to be huge for this defense and for this football team. And then finally, my last X factor here is on special teams. It's Cam Little. Rookie kicker. Jaguars drafted in the sixth round. Cam Little has the energy, the enthusiasm. He has a big leg. He can make it from 60-plus yards. If he can be more accurate, if he can be more reliable, more consistent than Brandon McManus was last year, that would be a huge X factor for the Jaguars, because if Brandon McManus played a little bit better last year, the Jaguars are a playoff team. And there's so many little ifs from last year where it's like, if Brandon McManus played better, Jaguars make the playoffs. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't have like four injuries, Jaguars make the playoffs. If Christian Kirk doesn't go down in week 13, Jaguars make the playoffs. If they're a little bit more healthy on the left side of the offensive line, Jaguars make the playoffs. If Tyson Campbell plays a little bit better coming back from injury than he did last year, Jaguars probably make the playoffs. If Andre Sisco played a little bit better coming back from injury last year, the Jaguars probably make the playoffs. If Devon Hamilton was able to actually play and be Devon Hamilton last year, Jaguars probably make the playoffs. There was so many little, ifs, for lack of a better word, that would have helped the Jaguars. And again, one of them was Brandon McManus being able to be a little bit more reliable. If Cam Little can be that, it'll be huge for the Jaguars. And it's going to be interesting to see, like, in 2022, Doug Peterson, you know, if it was close to 50 yards, beyond 50 yards, the Jaguars were usually just going to go for it or punt it when you talk about field goals. Riley Patterson does not have the biggest leg, but he is accurate inside of 50. So the Jaguars, they were going for it a lot more. They were a lot more aggressive. And then last year, because you have Brandon McManus, who has this big leg, you take a lot more shots on field goals that are deeper. And it didn't work out all that often because Brandon McManus obviously was not in a good headspace based on some of the things we've seen, the lawsuit, the misses, all that. But he just wasn't reliable enough, wasn't accurate enough, wasn't consistent enough for the Jaguars. If Cam Little can be that, that could change things. And so there's so many little factors that would have helped the Jaguars make the playoffs last year. If they had a more accurate kicker, that would have been one of them. And we'll see if Cam Little is going to pay off for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Heath Farwell loved him. This is a team that went out and drafted him in the sixth round. It's a big investment for a kicker. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think these are the top X factors for the Jaguars. There are certainly other players that could make an impact as well. But those are my top X factors. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.